In videos and photos taken shortly after his beating, Tariq Khedir's face appears bruised and swollen. But as he and his immediate family walked off the airport tram into the welcoming arms of friends and supporters, his outward appearance was like any other teenager. But one who feels lucky to have survived, even though other Palestinian children, like his cousin Mohammed Abu Khedir, have not.
I know he must have been terrified, like I was. I was in a new place and suddenly attacked by mass police. It was by far the scariest thing that has ever happened to me. The physical pain in those first hours was really rough. And I'm only 15, but I will never think about freedom in the same way as I did 2 months ago. I want to ask you all to please remember my cousin Muhammad and the 36 kids that died in Gaza. And over the past several days, they have names like mine. I hope the violence will stop for their sake. No child, whether they are Palestinian or Israeli, deserves to die that way. I am so glad to be back home again and healing. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I feel really good.
Tariq Khedir's cousin was burned alive by Israeli settlers. Khedir says now that he's back in Tampa, he just wants to go fishing with his friends. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sean Canaan in Tampa.